Three games within 4 days last week. Busy a stretch for the Tri-County boys. Actually, it might, three games, 5 days. Still busy. Played Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. Going to play tomorrow night over at Holiday Hoops at the Ketchum Center against the Norburn Pirates are the Tri-County boys of head coach Dylan Lowry. Had a chance to do public address for the Tri-County girls and boys on Saturday, and it's a good day to be a Mustang coach. You both got victories. You guys had to work very hard to get that a win over Buckland. Congratulations.
That was a very exciting game for us, and I think it'll help out a lot going forward. And we always like those nail-biting games.
Yeah, your big guy really came out and played great. He had kind of, you know, spurts of energy, blocked shots, got points inside. Last name Skinner, right?
Yes, my freshman, he really stepped up. He came ready to go. Saturday's really treated him well, and he had a lot of fun doing it.
How much, he had so much energy when things are going well. How much does a team feed off his energy?
Tremendously. He doesn't hide his emotion. He gets excited, and they thrive off that. Whenever they see him do well, and he picks each other and the rest of the team up as well, and it just helps us having him there.
So you get a foul called against Buckland. I think it was about 9 seconds or something like that on the clock. Who hit the winning free throws for you?
Garrett Skinner did.
So it was Garrett.
Yes.
Is he a pretty good free throw shooter, or did he kind of step up there and hadn't been shooting them all well? What was kind of your thought as he went to the line?
He doesn't get to the line very often, but generally in practice he'll make them, and sometimes in games, but it's always better whenever he can finally apply it to a game-like situation. After making that first one, you could tell he was ready to make that second one as well.
As you went through the ebbs and flows of the games, of the game, coach, obviously you got to get yourself in position to win. What made you the most pleased with the way the guys performed on Saturday?
Even whenever Buckland started making a run back to come back, they didn't give up. They didn't hang their heads. They found a way to put a stop to their run. And that's kind of what you have to be able to do, even against adversity, to keep fighting, keep working all the way through.
Had that been a difficult thing for the boys kind of to climb over when they get hit in the mouth, to kind of, you know, get up and fight and come back and not give up? Or has the energy and just fight of this team been pretty good here for about 4 weeks?
We've been able to put together a good first half the past, like, four games, really, and then come out the second half and really kind of either lose our legs or lose confidence. But it's one of those things that it's hard to adjust whenever the other team does. And that's where we've been trying to put together, and we were able to finally do that Saturday and to see that they can compete with other teams.
So let's look back at the week that was. A week ago tonight, you went to Osborne, coach. Very close ball game, 47-43. You ended up 4 points short. Was it, you know, it's a similar final score to Buckland. Was it a similar type ball game?
It was similar. We put together a good first half again. It just took us a while to put anything together later on. In the third quarter, we started scoring well, but that fourth quarter seemed like we just kind of, the wheels kind of fell off. Those big shots we were hitting early on started slowing down, and we weren't able to adjust completely all the way through. And had a good ball game. It was exciting all the way to the end, but couldn't put it all together.
Sounds like, and we know Mercer's a good team. Unless somebody comes up and surprises me, it looks like Mercer and Winston are going to be kind of 1A and 1B as far as the top of this conference this year. But you had a lot of trouble at your place Thursday just putting the ball in the hoop against them.
They're a tall, athletic team, and first half, once again, we did well. We did good things, and you have to be just right there perfect to shut down a team like that defensively, and we did that for a little while, and then you get one slip up and they're going to execute, and that's kind of what eventually turned out that way.
You know, I had Coach Wyatt yesterday tell me, and I agree with him, and this is pretty rare. You talk about teams that have depth, and a lot of times you say it and they do, but you kind of know who the two or three guys that you need to be concerned about are. But I think Mercer can legitimately have 7 guys who might be able to score 20 points on any given night. That has to make them very difficult to stop, because you don't know who to look to stop.
That's the thing. Usually you have the teams where you just, okay, we got to make the rest of the team score. You take away these couple, and a team like that, it makes it tougher. You kind of got to spread your guys out a little more thin, especially when you're playing a zone. And we were able to shut down a few of the players, but whenever you have that many, it's tough.
And Most of the losses, you kind of go back and forth from, you know, you got a couple of wins, a few of the losses a little bit lopsided, and certainly that, you know, level of opponent, the Pattonsburg and the Mercer game, that plays into it. Was Saturday's win, Coach, did you feel like the boys had a benefit of playing a team of Mercer's caliber just a couple of days earlier?
I think so. I saw some very good things against Mercer, against like Cam Hartley and just big posts and that physicality that we're not used to. We need to practice against it, and being able to play against a dominant team like that that's so tough, we came out just ready to go against Buckland, and that's something we have to be able to do every game, just give it our all the way through.
Yeah, and going back to what we talked about earlier, the thing that I took the most out of Saturday was, you know, the guys played hard, and you know, often when you're on a four-game losing streak, and I guess it was five after Mercer, and then you get down the third quarter, maybe get down the dumps. But when you play hard and you're not intimidated by anything, that's a great sign for young boys.
Yeah, that's what I'm always pushing towards for this team. You give it your all the way through, no matter what, and they're really biting into that program, and they can do a lot of things if they keep it up.
So you see another new face in the Norburn Pirates at Holiday Hoops, 8:30 tip Wednesday night from the Ketchum Center. What do you know about Norburn, Coach?
We actually played them last year, so I've got a little bit of what they had in the past, and I know it should be a competitive ball game, and excited for another one there at the Trenton. Is always exciting to play at a college arena.
Yeah, is there any adjustment at all to play in a college arena, or are the guys just so excited to play there, you just kind of let them get out there and run?
Our outside shots really struggle a little bit where we've usually hit our stride with some open threes and stuff, where we made some adjustments and just went to the rack, and I think we'll be a lot more calm, and this second game we'll be able to take our normal range shots and know they have some, a little bit of confidence there now.
And you talk about teams that are hungry to get a victory. Norburn's going to play at Keatsville tonight. We'll see what happens there. But coming into that game, Norburn's 1-5. Tri-County has a couple of wins. So when they play tomorrow, you've got a couple of teams that are going to be hungry to get wins. Haven't had a whole lot in the win column yet. Coach, I will see you at the gym tomorrow night here in Trenton. Good luck against the Pirates.
All right, thank you.